How long were you in the service?
Oh, from July 29th, well, the 15th of July, 42, until December 7th, 1945. And out of that time, I spent 25 and a half months overseas in the European theater operation.
Are most of your friends now people like that you go to church with, or that you went to college with, or people you work with, or what?
No, I mean, I want to make sure I understood your question here.
Your social contacts.
Oh, yes, my social contacts are just, I'm a cosmopolite when it comes to that. I don't have any prejudices as far as religion is concerned. I'm only a strong Republican, and people know that, so. And I don't crucify everybody else because they're not Republican. We don't want everybody to be part of the Republican Party. We want the right two-party system. We just like to be the party that's going to do the most for most people, open door, you know.
Where were your parents born?
They were born here in Shelby County. My father's father was a racehorse trainer. And as such, he was born in what they call the racetrack, which was formerly...
Who's your father's father?
Yes, my father's father, and his father, in turn, was Pride. Well, my great-grandfather was also in the horse business. So the horse is in our blood, I guess. Mm-hmm. Kind of the Indian-type people. They just love horses.
Do you have horses now?
No, I wish I did. I wish I could. One of the things I'd like to be able to do.
Do you remember your grandparents pretty well?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, my grandfather passed away when I was in elementary school, but I remember him quite well because he always kidded me. I could never say grandpa. Oh, they said grand, paw. I said, Grandpa Pucko. And I always said Pucko. So as a result, my first cousin of mine, always called me Pucko. Nobody else called me that. but anyway, he did.
What did your parents do?
My father was a plasterer by trade, and he later became a minister, Baptist minister. My mother was a housewife.
What kind of education did they have?
Very little. Elementary level.
Did your father have any theological training? Anything?
Yes, he went to this Howell Roger Williams, which they had for ministers.
Went to what?
Howell Roger Williams. This is a part of this Owen College that came out of this also. It came from, Howell was here, which was a Baptist school. Roger Williams was in Nashville, and of course it was closing there because of the whole setup, as a matter of fact, faculty and funds and everything else. So they just really closed and came here to join Howell. So it became Howell Roger Williams, and then later just Roger Williams, and then later came the Theological School of Owen College.
Do you remember your mother's grandparents?
Yes, my great-grandmother lived here. This is, I could show you some parts of this house which still was built about 1902 or 3, something like that. This neighborhood was, the subdivision was known as the subdivision of Montgomery. And all this was in the county, of course.
Oh, it was in the county?
Oh, yes. Oh. This was... Oh my goodness, you were way, you came out here, you in the sticks, way out here.
Oh, that's right, Montgomery, yeah, because the fairgrounds used to be Montgomery Park.
Right, well, this is an outgrowth of the development south of the railroad. You see, when the Southern Railroad was built over here, my grandparents moved just south of the railroad on his old address.